For people who do manage to sign on to one of the new plans called Part D plans, the next hurdle is getting their information into those huge Medicare databases so pharmacists can get to it when it's time to fill prescriptions. Here's NPR's Joanne Silberner to explain how the end of the system is shaping up just prior to January 1st, when people can start using the program.
Ed Dillon is a pharmacist at a drugstore crowded into a small house two blocks from Capitol Hill.
We have 33 people on staff. We do a lot of delivering. We have a lab back there. We do packaging. We do a lot of different things.
There are no chairs around. Employees squeeze past each other through narrow aisles, putting tablets into push packs, loading liquid drugs into syringes. Everyone is very busy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like most pharmacies, Grubbs Care Pharmacy already has most of its billing computerized. Medicare has designed Part D billing to be a part of that system. But two problems could crop up January 1st that could make it difficult for people to get their medicines. First, some seniors who've signed up for Medicare drug benefits might not be in the system yet. Second, some pharmacists might not be able to get into the system or get it to work. Regarding the second problem, Ed Dillon at Grubbs Pharmacy hasn't been able to access it yet, though some others have. He's working with a software provider, and he's nervously optimistic.
If everything turns out the way it's supposed to, and a number of the things are currently in the works, we've been promised that they'd be ready in the next day or two, or, you know, first of next week, I think a lot of that, the confusion at least will not be on the electronic side. In other words, we'll be able to process prescriptions if we have the right information.
As to whether each patient's information will be in the system by January 1st, Tom Clark isn't sure. Clark is with the American Society of Consultant Pharmacists. He thinks there are about 1 million people who aren't in the system yet. There are people who were on Medicaid and who were automatically assigned to the new Medicare drug benefit.
The worry is that there will not be adequate time to get the data entered into the system and to get the data verified and tested prior to the January 1st beginning of the Medicare drug benefit program.
The reason he's so skeptical is the government has missed at least two crucial deadlines in the past few months as they set up the program. The January 1st deadline is the most important one. That's when the program goes live. Medicare Chief Mark McClellan says all the computer data that needs to be there by January 1st will be there.
I am sure that we're going to make sure all these beneficiaries get their prescription drugs and also that millions more people will get access to comprehensive drug coverage.
There's a third problem that could crop up January 1st. Customers could have so many questions about their new plans, what they cover, what drugs cost, that there will be long lines of people waiting for service. At Grubbs Pharmacy, Ed Dillon says he's hoping his regular customers will fill their January prescriptions before the end of December, that is, if their insurers will let them get their medicine early.
If all we have to deal with is Medicare patients on January 2nd, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier than, I mean, we fill 800, 1,000 prescriptions a day here. If we could get half of those regular patients to come in at the end of the year, that would make our life a whole lot easier if on January 2nd we just really did Medicare.
Dillon thinks he and his Medicare customers will make it through.
I think we're going to do okay. I mean, call me January 2nd about 6 o'clock at night and I'll tell you how the first day went.
Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.